Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stylish Bride Podcast, the show dedicated to all things bridal style and empowering women to be their own muse. Since 2004, we've dedicated ourselves to helping brides feel confident, comfortable, and beautiful on their wedding day. It's a long and winding journey, my friends, but we are here to tell you that you can do it, and we will show you how. Now, let's get you dressed, styled, and down the aisle.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Dressed, Styled, and Down the Aisle. I'm your host, Dee.
And I'm Julie.
And if you caught last week's episode, then you know that today's the day we're doing a deep dive on how to accomplish a mix and match bridesmaid dress concept. Obviously, while keeping your sanity and everything in between. But if you're considering doing this for your wedding, this episode is definitely for you. We're here to guide you and give you our best tips and tricks to make the process as smooth as possible, or as smooth as it can possibly be. So why don't we just jump in? Julie, can you tell us a little bit about the trend and why do you think it's become so popular in the recent years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we should probably start out by defining what the mix and match trend is. And for our purposes today, I'm going to really focus on ready-to-wear dresses. And so this is when the bride wants to give their ladies a color or concept and let them pick their own dress. And this has become popular in the recent years because brides really want their friends to feel good and like what they're wearing and create a more interesting look than the traditional, you know, everyone in the same dress picture that we've had for many, many years now. So this is a way of creating something more visually interesting, more fashion forward, and generally a little bit nicer in terms of what you can get as a dress. So brides have been loving it.
I think too, as a stylist, I would say it is a lot of fun when done right. It can be a lot of fun and it's fun to support our brides. But I think as we're going to cover over this episode, you know, it can get tricky. And if you don't have someone like us in your corner, I would say you need maybe a solid friend, which we're hoping you still think that we are your friend far away from home. But it is a lot of fun, but I also think that it does attest to the fact that so many brides understand that their friends have social media. I mean, like the rest of us, and understand that they're going to be exposed to a lot of dresses for possibly the same cost as a bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah, sometimes even more. And I think that, you know, this is really the only scenario in which it's ever possible that a bridesmaid could wear the dress again. Whenever we start with a new bride and we're talking about bridesmaids' dresses, I'm like, just take it off the table. They're never, ever, ever going to wear the dress again. But in this particular scenario, they might, because it could be a ready-to-wear dress that they have that they actually like or they purchase for this. But even still, you can't guarantee, particularly if you pick like a random color that they don't love, like yellow or something like that, you know?
100%. Especially with larger wedding parties, you can't keep everyone happy.
This is true. We talked about this last time, but when you're trying to figure out whether or not this is right for you, the thing that you have to keep in mind is that it's a heavier lift. And doing this is not for the faint of heart. You have to have time and patience and dedication to this process to really get what you want and to create something that looks beautiful and not sloppy and disjointed. So you have to have the time in your schedule for this.
100%. So for our brides out there with their notes on their phone open or their notepads, if you were to share some tips as to how to successfully accomplish this look, what would you say, and avoid looking a little sloppy or disjointed, what would you say they would be? What tips do you have for us today?
Yeah. So I think that the very first thing you want to do is get a clear view of what you want. And we're always talking about this, and everything goes back to this in the book and also in our work. But you have to look to yourself and really analyze what's right for you and your wedding. And then the pieces can fall into place. But like I said earlier, really analyze the amount of time that you have to give this and the amount of dedication. And then you can decide if this trend is right for you. But once, let's just say that it is, thinking about the overall picture of your wedding and looking at other photos online of different concepts. So let's say your decor has, I don't know, accents of blue and green in it, and you're thinking that might be a good concept to go with for your ladies. There are like a million images out there. I love Pinterest. Start pinning a bunch of options that you like, that you can try to emulate, to at least give you a vibe of what you're going for, so that when you go to the next step, which is going to be really honing in on the fabrics and shapes and styles that you like, you have something to go off of and to reference as a visual goal.
Okay, so if we wanted to dive a little deeper into selecting colors and setting a few more guidelines for their wedding party, what would you say they would be?
For this to work well, you have to have some correlating factors. So I like to say that you need to keep the differences in the dress under 3. So you could have, let's say, a different color and different colors in the same fabric, or different fabrics and, you know, different necklines, but everybody in the same length. You want to pick things that are going to make the overall look seem cohesive, and that it will indicate that they're bridesmaids. And maybe it's really just that they are all in long floral dresses and you don't care what color they are. I've seen that look beautiful and I've seen that not look beautiful. So I think that you really want to specify the points that are important. And for our clients, one of the things that we do a lot is create these bridesmaids decks of clickable links and images that go together. So when we're exploring different concepts, sometimes we'll do a version of pinks, a version of blues, a version of greens, and show them what's out there on the market right now so that they can consider and see if they like it. So that way they at least have the information to make those choices. And then once the concept is picked, then they can go into setting the parameters. I'm a big fan of keeping hemlines one length. And I think that length really looks best long. I think I might have said this before, but that's because you don't have to worry as much about everyone's shoes or how they stand, whether or not they had a pedicure, all of these things. It just looks a lot more cohesive when the dresses are long.
I keep thinking back on last week's episode. We did cover wearing black as an option for mix and match and, you know, claiming that that would be a little easier. But I do remember last year we did one wedding where we were even very particular about their skirts and how, you know, because we couldn't have some of them in almost fully gowns and then without the rest of them being in a more, you know, in a pencil skirt or things like that. So we wanted to make sure that all of that match, even with black dresses, like we needed to keep balance. So I feel like that was something that you kept bringing up, kind of like do the skirt shapes and sizes and match in general, you know, even though that they were all opting for different dresses. So that's such a good advice, because once we saw them all in person, it truly felt balanced versus you're drawing the eye everywhere during those photos. And the last thing we want to do is also encourage a lot of creativity and then losing focus on the bride.
That is true. That's true. And I think that sometimes when you have someone in, like you said, like a column skirt that's really thin, but then someone else in like a fuller A-line, it can look disjointed. And it depends a little bit on how many women they have in the wedding party. But you know, it's also like you want this to feel like it's the same story. So those are such different style dresses that even though they would be all black and all long, it might not feel like they're going to the same event.
Absolutely. And you were saying too, I mean, I know we can talk about this for so long, but I love another iteration of black dresses that we did that you were focusing on a bow detail on most of them, just very, very small, or did it have some beading, or, but everyone had a hint of it, but you found the one thing that they all had, even though they were all wearing different dresses.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a little crystal detail. I like doing things like that because it does make it look cohesive even when it's different, but it's hard. And, you know, that's something that all we do all day long is look at dresses. So it's a little easier for us, but even still coming up with those concepts. I think another one we presented were using ruffles in the dresses. So, mm-hmm. you know, all black, but everyone had a different ruffle element to it. And I think there were 8 ladies. So, you know, that is definitely more, a little bit more advanced than what I think the normal bride wants to take on. But if you can and you feel up for it, I'd say go for it.
Okay, so then let's dial it back and then let's think about colors. How can they best approach the colors, the choosing of the colors when looking online versus in person? How should they approach this step?
Yeah, so this is something that is kind of a huge pain, but really, really necessary, because there's a very big difference between what a color looks like online and what it looks like in person. And I think for this to come off and go well and look good, you really need to see the colors together in person, which is kind of a pain because, you know, generally everyone lives in different areas and it is not easy to get them all in the same room. So, you know, I've had this where there's a bridal shower or an engagement party and everyone brings their dress, or the bride puts together the deck and presents it to the ladies. They pick their dresses and then they're all called in and she orders them all and sees them together. I've even had it, I did one several years ago now where we did gold dresses, and that sounds like it would be fairly straightforward, but what ended up happening, and this is what really solidified to me that this step was necessary, was that in person, when they all came, it happened to be her sister-in-law, so she was and she was close by. The color was so different, the shade of gold was so different than all of the other dresses, that she couldn't wear the dress even though she loved it. But online and on the deck, it looked like it was going to be perfect. So you just don't want someone sticking out like a sore thumb.
100%. And you can always, and again, we touched a little bit on this last episode, but I think you can always tell who just, you know, didn't follow the process along, or or didn't order the dress and things like that. I think that it's always very noticeable, even though you might think that they, you could get away with it in a sense. You can always see it in the pictures, I would say.
It's really true. And I think that it's hard because colors have such different hues. And I think people also see colors differently. So it gets a little bit complicated. And at a certain point, you just have to think, okay, well, I'm not going to, like, I can't overthink this and drive myself completely bananas. But the other thing too that you can do, and we've done a bunch of times, is put a couple of solid dresses in with the printed dresses. And I'm sure when you're looking at images, you'll find that. But it is kind of a nice way to break it up and not have to try to find 12 blue floral dresses that are actually pretty and that people want to wear. You know, all of those things, if you interject a couple of solids, it can work well.
I fully agree. Again, it's all about balance. And I feel like that always reels it back in a little bit and then makes a very cohesive look. But okay, so let's go back to our steps and making sure that everything's checked off here. So let's say they've gone for the mix and match, the colors are working, you know, we're on cloud 9, everything's working. So it's time for accessories. Yes. What do you suggest they do? And again, how to approach this next step?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this piece, it can get a little extra. And this is something that we do a lot, but of course, this is our business. But we talk a lot about bridesmaids' accessories, and we work with our clients to pick out the jewelry that they'll be wearing, the clutch or the wrap or even the shoe. And these items are not super expensive like we, you know, have our brides purchase. There's a shoe from Steve Madden that we love for bridesmaids. So, you know, it's that kind of thing that It's not expensive, but it does provide an overall look. And whenever you can do that and you have the resources to do it, and a lot of times people make these things their gifts to the ladies, but you know, we love to do a really great pair of earrings and then a clutch sometimes. And again, they don't have to be super expensive, but it really does go a long way to tying it all together. We've had tons of people say to us, well, do the bridesmaids really need bags? But I can tell you firsthand from being at weddings where I'm holding all of the bridesmaids' purses while they're taking pictures, when like these are in the mix, like they're in the photos of everybody walking that the photographer takes, you know, these little details to me do make a difference. So I like to keep them cohesive, particularly when there's a lot going on with the dresses.
I love that. I also think too that if it can become a little easier to gift, as you were saying, a beautiful earring. And I think that's something they'll continue to wear. And same with the bag. They'll always remember your wedding day with something as small as just a beautiful earring or a bag. So I always love that detail. Okay. So any final tips you might have for us, for brides? We've covered a lot, but anything else you might want to say to them?
Yeah. I think that you want to make this as easy as possible for the ladies. And like I said in the beginning, setting up parameters for them is really important. But from a logistics standpoint, you want to make it easy as well. So when you're making your deck of options and putting things all together, choose stores that have great return policies so that they don't get stuck with like 14 days where they can send the dress back. And also encourage them to purchase two sizes because, you know, sizing is a whole other can of worms, but, you know, they vary so much. And in one dress, you're an 8, another you're a 10, whatever it is. But the sizing in the dresses gets sold out so quickly that I always like to encourage them to order two sizes when they can and send whichever one they don't like back. And also keeping a running record of them. And you know, I love a good spreadsheet and I'm constantly putting these things like who picked what and keeping a record of it. Sometimes we'll ask them for their first and second choice when they're doing these things so that in case someone else picks the same dress, we have a backup. Things like that to make the process of this as easy as possible on you and your ladies.
I love that. I also would love to add the fact that when considering designers, let's say there's some designers that are based in Australia or things like that, look for it in other e-com websites, like check Revolve, check Bergdorf just before you commit to going directly through, you know, the designer itself, because I think at least I've noticed it happen to some clients where they say, no, it's only being sold in Australia. And I'm like, no, really, it's in Revolve. You can get it in a day versus wait 8 days for it. And then the return policy is 14 days versus the 30. So yeah, I think it's so important to look into the, again, it's another step, but everyone will appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We always think that we can say more and more and more about bridesmaids because it's a fun topic. And I think that at the end of the day, people are looking for these answers, because I think the trend, do you think it's a trend or do you think it's here to stay?
I think it's here to stay. I think that, you know, I think we talked about this a little bit last time where we're actually seeing more brides go back to the traditional everyone in the same dress, same color, because they're so tired of having to deal with this. And it's not always an easy process, which is of course why we do it. And, you know, we have a virtual styling service that we do this with bridesmaids all the time, and brides, I mean, but for the bridesmaids, but it's hard. So I think that this is a trend that's here to stay, but brides are also realizing how much work it is.
No, I mean, and if they don't, they should listen to the podcast and understand how much thought it goes into making
it looks so effortless. But, you know, I think having something look effortless and chic is probably the hardest thing, even though it's supposed to look easy.
Again, that's why we have a job. We love it.
This is true.
Very true. Well, we sincerely and truly hope that this helps you on your mix and match bridesmaid's dress journey. Yes, we're still calling it a journey. And we would love to see photos of how you choose to style your bridesmaids. If you decide to go forward with it, move forward with it, and you are stuck in any way, we would love to hear from you. And we're here to help. I mean, that's why we're doing this. So we would love to hear from you over DM, email. You know how to reach us at this point, hopefully. But until next week, I would say that that's all we have for today.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this information has been helpful. And if so, we would love for you to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from to help other people find us. And if you're looking for more information on one of the topics we discussed, please check out our resource library on our website, thestylishbride.com, where we have loads of free information for you. If you have specific questions, you can reach out on Instagram. Our handle is thestylishbride, and we would love to hear from you. Until next week, bye for now.